Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. The Rhinelander Oneida County Airport has been making some big changes in the last year, and it's not slowing down now. It's got more than $9 million worth of projects it's looking to start in the next year. WXPR's Katie Thorison spoke with the airport director about the changes.
A new parking payment system, HVAC system, elevator, road repairs, and a cell phone parking lot are all on the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport Director's to-do list. They're not as flashy as a renovated waiting area or adding a new airline, both of which the airport has already done in the last year. But Director Matthew Leitner says they're necessary steps for the airport to keep pace with the demand it's seeing.
Wow, it's moving at the speed of light. As you know, United is coming in on July 1st with service to Chicago, United Airlines, that is. Delta has expanded even beyond what they were planning for 2020 after 2019. So in other words, we had the pandemic, they had plans before that hit. They've taken those plans and they've added additional capacity, additional flights to and from Minneapolis, St. Paul. We have a new secure area with expanded seating.
The list of projects will be paid for mostly through CARES Act funding and then with FAA and state money for projects not eligible. In the last 3 years, the airport has done $19 million worth of projects and is looking at another $10 million over the next 2 years. Leitner says those investments feed back into the Northwoods.
Economically, it's responsible for, and this was before the Delta expansion, this was before United, this was before all these projects, we were responsible, the airport that is, for $35 million worth of aggregate economic impact. So that definitely translates to a higher quality of life, in my opinion. Furthermore, when it comes to job opportunities, business expansion, things of that nature, this connectivity certainly is in furtherance of that.
Some of the projects are already in the works to be done early next year. Others go out to bid in the next few weeks with the goal of having them done by the end of this year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
And it was another busy weekend for firefighters as the fire risk remains at very high across the region. There's been more than 620 fires recorded in the state so far this year, with 72 just in the last week. More than 1,700 acres have been burned. John A. Jorgensen is the aeronautics team leader for the DNR. He's been fighting fires in the state for more than a decade. Jorgensen says it's not necessarily the number of fires that makes this fire season unique, but the length of the season and how widespread fire risk is.
It's been long, and it's been particularly dry. The last two or three years were pretty wet, but this year we haven't had that much rain. And particularly now, we find ourselves, very, very dry across the whole northern tier of the state.
Jorgensen spent the weekend in Solon Springs coordinating air response to fires. Typically, the DNR uses its aircraft in a detection role.
We have predetermined fire routes. The airplanes fly around the areas that they're patrolling in. And when they find a wildland fire, they call that into dispatch, or dispatch calls it into us if they learn about it in a different way. And then we go over the top in our single engine Cessna airplanes and size up the fire.
Dispatch will send the needed ground crews to the fire. The airplane will usually stay overhead to help relay information to those crews. Anago expects a new championship off-road racing event will draw high-level drivers and fans to the city next month. As Ben Meyer explains, it's part of the same series that attracts thousands of people to Crandon each year.
The Anago Lions are hosting the first ever Roaring Raceway event at the Langlade County Fairgrounds on the first weekend of June. The races are part of the AMSOIL Championship Off-Road Races Series. Anago City Administrator Mark Desotel says the races will draw top talent.
This is the same racing circuit for those that know, have been to the Crandon race or the Bark River in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Sure.
Same drivers from all over the country are going to converge here on Anago for that weekend and run a full slate of races.
Workers are updating the grandstand and track at the Langlade County Fairgrounds to accommodate the event. Desotel says the Lions Club is working to share the benefits of bringing off-road racing to Anago.
They're really trying to make this an event where local charitable organizations who have been impacted through COVID can maybe get out and have a chance to raise some funds, which has been difficult for them for a great deal of time here.
Other series races in Wisconsin include two stops in Crandon and one in Lena. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected a Republican request to develop rules to fast-track redistricting lawsuits. The conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Republican leaders proposed the rules last year. They would require any state lawsuits filed over new boundaries to start in the state Supreme Court rather than lower courts. Conservatives hold a 4-3 edge on the state Supreme Court, but the court denied the request Friday. It said the proposed procedures wouldn't help the justices if they end up weighing an as-yet-undefined redistricting challenge. However, the justices noted their decision doesn't mean they'll reject a lawsuit that rises out of a lower court. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.